This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, regarding Regal, R-E-G-A-L, Bose, B-O-E-H-S, date of birth 11-18-1949. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bose with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and type 2 diabetes. He recently started seeing a new cardiologist, Dr. Bojewski, I can't pronounce it, Dr. B, in Midland, and he has been treating him for congestive heart failure. He was started on valsartan, but that worsened his renal function, so that was quickly stopped. And the next test that Dr. B will be ordering, B like boy, is renal artery Doppler studies to check for renal artery stenosis. The patient reports that he was feeling quite well until he chopped wood and did outside activities several months ago. And then he became extremely short of breath and extremely fatigued. And now his activity tolerance is very minimal. At times he wonders if he needs oxygen. When he was in the hospital, they did give him oxygen at night, and he feels like he slept better with that. The wife reports that he was tested for sleep apnea and does have mild sleep apnea, but it wasn't bad enough at the time to start him on a CPAP device. He's denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes. He has chronic shortness of breath with exertion and edema of the lower extremities. No chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And he does have edema of the lower extremities. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight digoxin 125 microgram daily. Furosemide is Lasix. He takes 20 milligram in the morning and 20 milligram at noon. And when he has severe edema and increased shortness of breath, he'll take 20 milligram in the morning and 40 at noon. He has not done that recently. Also, metoprolol extended release is 100 milligram daily. Lantus is 16 units daily. Hydralazine, 25 milligram three times a day. He's anticoagulated with Coumadin. He's on Keppra, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Humalog, regular insulin before each meal. Recently started on Aldactone, 25 milligram daily. Also, it's Viagra 50 milligram, 50 milligram as directed. And also Carbamazepine, 400 milligram twice a day. Physical exam, weight is 178 pounds. That's a 8-pound increase since his last visit with this practice, December 13th of last year. Pulse is 94. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 80. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is irregular with a grade 1 over 6 murmur. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has 1 to 2 plus edema of the lower extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 11th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.39, normal electrolytes, potassium was 3.6, calcium is 9.3, albumin is 4.6, estimated GFR is 54. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. His white count was 12.0, hemoglobin 12.9, and platelets are normal. Urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein. His pro-BNP was elevated at 7,980. Magnesium level was 2.1. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with fluctuating creatinine levels. Currently, levels are stable and back to baseline. 2, hypertension is currently at goal. 3, congestive heart failure with elevated pro-BNP, being treated by his cardiologist in Midland, Dr. B. And 4, diabetic nephropathy. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, but we would like him to repeat them again in October. He should follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.